This is Ed Horner, live on location at Herodium Israel. I'm actually standing here on the podium where Herod the Great was buried, and the stonework is just magnificent. Dr. Netzer, how do we know for sure that this is the site where Herod was buried?
The day these walls, top of walls appeared, actually we knew that we found the monument itself. The podium is part of what made the building that was on top of it so special. It is so well carved that one stone touched the other one with about 2 millimeters.
I'm looking right now at a capstone, obviously from the top of a very ornate building. According to Dr. Netzer, this is the building where Herod the Great sarcophagus would have stood. Is this structure similar to any other structures from that particular era?
A tomb from Petra, called the Triclinium of the Lions, but I believe it is still a tomb.
Was there a body found or any remains of Herod the Great that were discovered at the site?
We found just the broken elements of the sarcophagus.
So this was truly a magnificent find. They know it was a royal grave site. The intricacy of the stonework demonstrates that this was no doubt the tomb of a king. They found broken sarcophagus pieces, a very intricate detail that were from the time of Herod the Great. They know this entire structure, Herodium itself, was built as a type of pyramid for Herod the Great. He wanted to show off his building talents and his skills, and he did that right here at Herodium by building a man-made mountain with a fortress inside of the mountain. Truly a magnificent piece of architecture. A lasting monument to a great architect, Herod the Great. This is Ed Horner, reporting from Herodium, Israel.